you just say your full name very slowly for me, please?
René. René Reyes.
Reyes? And what does this statement by the president mean to you?
¿Qué es el significado de este anuncio para usted?
Es algo que muy importante para muchos y devastador para otras personas, porque desafortunadamente no es todo lo que tiene que darnos. No le estamos pidiendo regalado, lo hemos ganado todo esto que le estamos pidiendo.
Eso, ¿cómo fue que empezó? Recuérdeme cómo empezó.
Dice que, ¿qué piensa de lo que el presidente está?
Y luego dijo usted
que no es todo lo que nos merecemos más, que no nada más yo necesito ese permiso, lo necesitamos todos los que estamos en este país.
¿Cómo se siente usted? ¿Cómo lo va a impactar a usted como persona?
Eso va a la pregunta. Como persona me siento bien, me siento feliz. Sí, me siento feliz porque sí voy a tener la oportunidad de andar más tranquilo en este país.
He's really happy about this opportunity to have these sort of legal protections here living in the country, but it's also devastating to know that this isn't something that's going to cover everybody, and it's something that isn't a handout. This is something that we've earned, this is something that we deserve, and something that we are asking for all of our community to be included in this.
I understood you to say that in 14 years now you will be able to go visit your daughter. Does that feel like a long time to wait, or is it good to know that there will be a time?
Escucho de que tiene 14 años sin ir a visitar a su hija. ¿Es algo que se siente que fue mucho tiempo? ¿Cómo se siente?
Bastante. Bastante. Algo que aquí se hace, se siente poco tiempo porque uno está puro trabajando, pero eso es mucho. Mi hija la dejé de 2 años y ahorita tiene 16 años, imagínense. Ya no me va a conocer. Ya va a decir, ¿quién es usted? Pero es mi hija y quiero y tengo que ir a verla y quiero ir a verla. Y es algo que anhelo, que he anhelado toda mi vida.
It's been a really long time. The time feels like it's gone by quickly because we spend so much of our time working. But I left my daughter when she was 2 years old, and 14 years later, when I go see her, she won't recognize me. She won't remember the last time she saw me. She won't recognize me as her father. But it's something that I've yearned for, and something that I've been wanting to do, to be able to see my daughter after all of these years, and it's something that's very dear to me.
Thanks very much for talking with me. So, what's been the general reaction from the folks in the community that you've been talking to the president's announcement?
Folks are devastated right now. There was a lot of hope that this announcement would be an inclusive announcement of all the folks that have been pushing and struggling and asking for family unity, asking that there be a deferment of deportation. And so knowing that once again there's a policy that excludes people that are equally deserving, folks have been very much devastated by that news.
You have been following, I imagine, all of the run-up to this and the speculation as to what would be announced. It seemed to have run pretty close to that. So you weren't surprised, I assume, but maybe you were disappointed too, personally?
Yeah, I think we had a sense that it was going to be including specific groups. And so knowing that there was going to be categories that was going to exclude other folks from being included. And so some of the areas were still very much up for debate, areas like parents of dreamers, farm workers, that certain interest groups had been pushing for, and there was real hope that would be included, and that and seeing that some of those weren't included, it was we had a sense that not everybody was going to be included, but we were certainly hoping that would be the case, and hoping it would be more inclusive than what we ended up seeing from the president yesterday.
Is there concern, fear, that even this step is going to get rolled back when the new Congress comes in?
Yeah, that's very much a real fear, that even though the president said that this should be an impetus for Congress to act, there's a lot of fear that a new president coming in will be able to just scrap the entire program. Folks are reminded of Gray Davis having passed the driver's license bill right before he was recalled from office, and then Arnold Schwarzenegger coming in and taking away the driver's licenses. So folks still very much have that memory of once having been given an opportunity and then have that taken away by somebody else coming into power. So there's very much a lot of fear that the announcement is great news for those that will benefit, but the fear being that they'll sign up and then be on a registry to be deported if a new president comes in that decides this isn't the best policy for the country.